All right, welcome to the Career Report. I'm your host, Tim Madden. Every single day, I break down what's happening in the job market, who's hiring, who's laying off, and what trends you need to know right now. So hey, whether you're in a job search, leading a team, or just trying to stay ahead of market shifts, this is your go-to source for real-time insights and straight talk about your career. We got some interesting stuff we're talking today. We're talking about complaining on LinkedIn. We're talking about being busy versus like being effective. We're talking about the power of networking, and most importantly, well, not most importantly, but just a real fun fact of the day, man, I can't believe this. We're going to start with this and then I'm going to open it up. Hey, if you're a first time tuner inner on LinkedIn or YouTube or Spotify or Google Podcasts or Apple Podcasts, hey, my name's Tim Madden. I'm the CEO of Executive Career Upgrades. We've helped professionals this year generate over 1,900 multiple six-figure interviews, which have led to date, well, the last time I checked was like 2 weeks ago, 377 offers at the director, VP, and executive level. So I like to think we got a good bead on the market. We also have leadership programs, et cetera. The reason I say that is, you know, my job is to stay like fully informed of what's going on in this job market. And it's just so interesting. So thanks for trusting me to relay this advice to you. We're going to start with something I wanted to close. I got to read this. Give me a sec. Okay. 89% of employers still see managers as critical. Okay. Of course. How can you get anything done without managers? How can you get something done without effective leadership in the military? It's impossible. Who's going to plan everything, right? You know, I'm going to share the interesting, funny stat in a second, okay? But right now, 89%, this is the Times, okay? 89% of employers still see managers as critical. What is going on, right? How can a manager not be critical? But here's the part, okay? Younger workers don't believe managers are critical. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to 2025. The younger generation, I'm just speaking what's on the internet, right, are saying that they don't find managers critical. Ladies and gentlemen, this is where corporate America is going. Wow, I just can't believe it. That is what you're dealing with as a leader in 2025. To motivate your team, inspire your team. You're dealing with the younger generation that is literally saying they don't even think they need a manager and they don't think that they're like effective in helping them. Man, what a sad time to be in corporate America. Hey, let's get started with some exciting things though. We have a published author program here at Executive Career Upgrades. If you're a director, VP, or an executive that's ever thought about writing a book, right? We run this program. We are week four now into the next cohort. It's November 3rd. The next one will probably start mid-January. So if you ever want details on that, you can go to execupgrades.com. I am sharing over on LinkedIn. I'm sharing a post that we need to boost over on YouTube. Or you can go over to Amazon and get Yadu from the ECU community has just posted her book, The Unwritten Code, Breaking Barriers and Bias, that is available now on Amazon via Kindle, paperback, whichever you prefer. And it's a book about how women in tech can thrive, win, and lead at the top. So you do from everyone at the Executive Career Upgrades community. Hey, congratulations on publishing your book. We have, you know, many individuals have come through. And just like my mentor said, right? So in Yadu's case, right? How are you going to go through all these painful experiences to be a woman in technology, in tech, in these leadership roles, right? And then you get there and not share with the rest of women, like how you did it. You know, my mentor always says, you know, if you're going to overcome hard things in your life, even outside of business, why would you not tell other people exactly how you did it, right? So you do, congratulations. Hey, everyone, go pick up her book. It's literally as cheap as possible. We're trying to get it in the hands of you know, women in tech that may be, you know, needing some extra tactics and strategies to rise to those higher levels. So congratulations again, you do. Tomorrow, hey, here at Executive Career Upgrades, we do trainings, right? We do some trainings a couple times a month. So I also, and then don't worry, I'm getting into the topics today. But we have a training tomorrow. Let me make sure I have the right link. If you're tuning in live, you can email me at tim@execupgrades.com. Or if you listen on Spotify, you can email me as well. But the link is available over on YouTube. LinkedIn, for some reason, won't let me share it. But it is career.execupgrades.com/workshop. What we're going to do is there's many tactics and strategies. And let's go ahead and get into that first, right? Let's talk about the complaining piece, okay? The complaining piece. And here's what I mean by that. You see people every single day complaining on LinkedIn. Let me know in the comments if you're watching live. I've applied to hundreds of jobs. No one will call me back. I keep making it to the final rounds of interviews, but they select younger candidates. I'm like, are you sure? Right? But basically what I'm saying is they're just complaining while they're in a job search and it's killing them, right? Imagine being a CEO, a founder, an executive at IBM. He finally gets your resume that was passed on through HR, recruiter, networking, somewhere, somehow. And he's like, you know what? I'm going to go look up John Doe on LinkedIn or Jane Doe to see a little bit about them, right? See their picture, see what they're posting about. And imagine you just see them complaining about the job market, complaining about companies. What would you do? So here's my first topic today. Number one, if you need help in a job search, you should get help. Maybe not from us. We have the most awards in the market, to my knowledge, but from someone, right? That's why we typically hold free trainings, right? Open to non-people enrolled in our programs, where we give a couple tips on how to convert interviews to offers. So if that's been you, I highly recommend. We're doing it tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern, typically lasts about 60 minutes. And then also, if you go to my YouTube channel, if you're tuning in live now, you can search for a video. Let me look it up. I believe it's the 6 ways you know if interviews went well. I believe that. Yeah. Well, either way, for the sake of time, go on over to YouTube, look at my YouTube channel, Tim Madden, right? And look at, you know, the 6 ways you know if interviews went well. And if you didn't hit one of those 6, ladies and gentlemen, it did not go well. And I guarantee you, you probably for sure didn't do number 6, which is an automatic fail inside of our interview certification program. But I digress. Back to the topic. Don't complain while you're in a job search. My mentor told me, man, Tim, you get what you put your attention on. You get what you put your attention on. You get what you put your attention on. If you're putting your attention on failure, frustration, overwhelm, complaining, what do you think is going to happen? Now, that's just my take. Let's get to the stats. A meta-analysis by the Carlson School of Management found that job search intensity and self-regulation have measurable links to job success. For example, a correlation of interviews, 23%, right? Just from not complaining, Are you ready? They said you would probably get 23% more interviews by a study. Freaking wild, right? So do me a favor, focus on what you can control, your strategy, your mindset, your networking, right? You know, that's going to beat complaining about what you can. I get it. It's a job search is frustrating. I've had, man, over the years, we've helped a lot of people, right? I've seen so many people go into these deep rounds, man. One painful one reminds me, his name was Arvind, who, that's a whole nother story. Worked at Verizon, senior manager, making 200K, got him a job at a Fortune 10 company. Now he makes 400K, but that was 3 years ago. Now he's a head of at another organization, and I'm sure he makes more. The reason I said that is, right, he was stuck at the senior manager thing for like 10 years. It's crazy. 10 years. He didn't know how to position himself. But either way, right? Your attention shapes your search. Don't complain. You get what you put your attention on. And another thing, if you're expecting rejection, what do you think is going to happen? You'll see it everywhere. Do you know why this is true? What happens when you go buy a new red Honda, right? You're buying a red Honda, a red Ford truck. You're driving around. You're like, man, there's so many red Ford trucks. Why do you think that is? Do you think if you put your attention on rejection every single day? So if you're expecting it, you're going to see it more. So just, hey, some food for thought, right? Think about it as a business challenge. Don't think about it as a complaint of like, oh my God, why is this happening, et cetera. Say, what are the facts? Why is this happening to me? What can I potentially change? And if I don't know what to change, who can I get help from? It's what I do with every aspect of my life in business, outside of business, health, wellness, everything. Okay. Number two, when being busy versus being effective in your job search, right? How to convert activity into results. In a research by the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, this is wild. I can't believe this, but this is a real study. So I'm going to pause here for a second, ask this question. They did a study comparing employed job seekers to unemployed job seekers. Are you ready? Employed to unemployed. Federal Reserve Bank, not conducted by Tim or Executive Career Upgrades. Employed personnel, on average, receive 3 times more interviews and offers than applicants of unemployed individuals. That is freaking wild. Using advice from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, right? Any candidate who relies on mass marketed jobs listing is almost certainly doomed to failure. The reason why I'm saying like being busy versus being effective, right? And I just shared 2 random stats with you. I want to let you know, as with anything in life, if you don't have a blueprint, if you don't have a roadmap, right? You can work all day. I know CEOs who work all day inside their business. They're all stuck in the day-to-day. They're putting out the fires and they're wondering why their business isn't growing, right? There's a difference between being busy and being effective. Again, I see people on LinkedIn saying, I'm spending 10 hours a day. I'm enhancing my resume for every single position. Being busy versus being effective. We all know everyone has the same time in the day, right? So it's not really, if you're in a job search right now, it's not really about sending out 100 resumes. It's about, hey, who are you sending them to? How are you targeting? How are you following up? How are you engaging with those professionals? Quality of effort, right? Are you using focus, intentional action? Are we reaching out to target companies, right? Preparing for networking and interviews like a professional, right? Instead of just click apply, click apply, click apply, click apply. Right? That's the number one frustration of everyone that we work with here, almost at Executive Career Upgrades. They say, Tim or team, I keep applying to jobs online and no one calls me back. So here's what you're going to do. Number one, get a better strategy or get some help. Number two, instead of tracking like how many hours you spent, how many numbers of jobs you applied to, how many reach outs you've done, you know, just changing the data you're actually looking at could help. For instance, how many number of meaningful conversations have you had? How many interviews have you scheduled, right? One thing I try to do with my mindset all the time is focus on the result and focus on the outcome. I know the inputs are important, right? But if we just focus on the amount of resumes we sent, that's not very attractive. How about we focus on how many interviews we've got? So, improvement. If you're busy, but you're not getting interviews and offers, something is off. You're doing something wrong. I wish I could help you right now. I wish I could just come in through the podcast, right, on Spotify or Apple and say, I know what you're doing wrong. It's your branding. It's your positioning. It's what you're saying on an interview. It's not what you're saying on an interview. It's because you haven't reactivated your network, which is what we're going to get into last. The power over your network. If you're listening, Executive Career Upgrades, right? I talk about this all the time. If you've been in the workforce for 20 or 30 years and you're literally telling me that you don't know one person who can lead you to an opportunity, you're absolutely doing something wrong. How many people have you worked with, right? Over the years that were director, where's the director, the young director you mentored 8 years ago? Where's the CEO 10 years ago that you worked for? What about your vendors? What about your cross-functional teams? What about someone you were with in a leadership and development program? Your PMP? Where are all these people? You know, most people don't even take the time to go on LinkedIn, say I'm a director of VP at a tech company, right? They don't take the time to just say, hey, how many people do I know inside marketing at the director and VP level who are already doing what I do? Most people don't take the time to do that. According to a recent article, 70% of people got their jobs through networking. One source says 85% of jobs are filled through personal connections, according to Genius. I brought up this story before, but I've recently worked with the chief revenue officer 2 years ago. His name was Gary. Great guy. phenomenal sales leader, sales professional, right? He said, Tim, well, number one, he said, why would I come to you and hire you for your services if I knew someone could hire me in my network? And I said, great, let's build a list together. We built a list of 70 executives that he worked with over a 15-year span. 60 days later, he had two offers over 100K more than he made previously. You just likely don't have the right strategy. Man, networking is so powerful. If you know what you're targeting super clearly, your market positioning, right, is very clear for what company you would help and how you've helped companies like that in the past. And then what to say on these networking events or these networking calls. Most people don't know how to network. What do? Hey, Tim, do you know anyone who's hiring? We haven't talked in 3 years. That's not going to help you get hired. So, hey, on the career report today, number one, don't complain if you're in a job search. You get what you put your attention on. Don't be busy in a search. Be effective. And well, in my opinion, be effective and be busy. And number three, the power of your network is super powerful. There is people out there right now that just don't know you're looking. Just don't know that within the past 5 years, you've had all these amazing accomplishments. If you need a blueprint and a strategy, go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast. Until next week, and closing again, remember, go over to Amazon, and get The Unwritten Code, Breaking Barriers and Bias, How Women in Tech Can Thrive, Win, and Lead to the Top, and support Yadu. Until there will not be one tomorrow. Sorry, I have some personal matters to attend to, but I will see you back on Wednesday for another episode of The Career Report. Have a great day.